to win porn again.
Hi.
Hi, Rachel.
How are you?
I'm overwhelmed, but also like okay about it.
Ooh.
I'm okay about it.
That's fun.
Yeah, it's been a doozy of a couple weeks.
It has been a doozy of a couple weeks for both of us, but in different reasons.
Very different reasons. oh, by the way, hey listeners, you're listening to After Adult. I am a porn star named Siri Doll. But to Rachel, I'm known as Adrian.
Yeah, just my friend, Adrian.
Just your friend. And you're just my friend, Rachel.
Yeah. And I'm not a porn star.
Rachel's not a porn star. If you've listened to like even one episode of this podcast, you have to already know that.
You have to already know that I'm not a porn star.
The most important thing you need to know about Rachel is that her Twitter @ is @ civilian Rachel.
Yeah, I check it once a week.
I think I saw you like retweet something and I lost my fucking mind because you retweet. I was like, oh, she did a retweet.
I retweeted the thing.
I love it. I love it. Well, like my boyfriend got on Twitter and he has, well, he's using his like low key porn name that he made up just for the videos that we've shot together. But he has a Twitter now and like he just retweets things that like I tweet that I tag him in, and like he has it in his bio that I'm his personal succubus, and it's just like I love everything about his Twitter presence because it's just ridiculous. Also, that I just realized that I'm like really advertising this, and now there are people who know both of us in real life that are probably gonna go look for his Twitter presence.
Of course they are. I'm going to right now.
I mean, just be prepared for some dicks. Like, it's not like it's there's another
Adrian, I check
there.
Twitter once a week. And I don't even really scroll. Like, I'm not doom scrolling Twitter. I check my notifications. I follow some more people and then I'm done.
Yeah, that's fair. I wish that I could say that I check Twitter once a week. Instead, I spend entirely too much fucking time on Twitter.
I mean, I spend a lot of time on TikTok. So like,
I have a love-hate relationship with TikTok. I loved TikTok when I made a TikTok that very unexpectedly went viral. But then I hate TikTok because now every single thing I post gets flagged and removed within 3 seconds. Like, it literally doesn't matter what I post. It just gets flagged and removed. I was like, I'm just going to make only cooking related TikToks. Like, anyway.
So, you know, as we said at the top, I've spent the last 2 weeks moving into a new place. It's an exciting overwhelmed. It's just like new home ownership stuff. It's all good. It's just that like, I need a break from thinking.
I can understand that. Well, I spent the last 2 weeks quarantining because I got COVID. So, you know, which is at once like horrifying and terrible. And on another level, like, I kind of almost felt relieved when I realized that I got it, because it's like this thing, this boogeyman that's just been fucking scaring the shit out of me for a long time. And I'm like, well, here it is. No more running from this one.
Well, so in the middle of moving, you interact with a lot of people. We got exposed to COVID, so we were moving and we were also quarantining.
Oh, Jesus.
So, I mean, we didn't get it.
The good news is, like, my body handled it okay, and I'm recovered now, and I'm out of quarantine. And, I mean, I had all the kind of traditional symptoms. Like, I couldn't taste or smell anything, and I still don't have that sense fully back. And that's weird. And I don't know how long it'll be, like, numbed a little bit for. I can taste the coffee that I'm drinking right now, and that's
that's lovely. That's nice.
Yes, it's quite lovely.
I want a break. I would like to take a vacation. So we're gonna do that today.
We are, because, well, to continue the trend, because all I've done for the past like 2 weeks is literally just sit in my comfy all day and play Horizon Zero Dawn. Which is officially my favorite video game, by the way.
You didn't like take a break to play Animal Crossing?
No, I really didn't. I didn't play like any Animal Crossing at all.
Your poor island.
I know, my island's so sad. The last time I played Animal Crossing was like 2 weeks ago, and I had just gotten to where it was Christmas on my island. My island is like fully a month and a half behind real time. But yeah, okay, so no more COVID talk for now. Today, what we are doing is trying to make it fun, and I have a game.
I thought we were going to play two games.
The one thing I'm calling a game, because you can definitely like get it wrong or right, but the other one is more of a like discussion prompt.
Okay, that's fair. Okay. Well, right. Let's get started.
Do we want to answer people's questions about porn first, or do we want to play the porn awards game first?
Let's answer people's questions about porn. These are not questions that
good primer. People
ask us, though you can ask us a question if you call and leave us a voicemail at 818-457-6535. Again, that's 818-457-6535. We're going to pull our questions from the always interesting Yahoo Answers.
Oh, so, Lord. They're so bad.
Okay, I clicked on one.
Please tell me, which one did you click on, Rachel?
I'm confused about porn. This was it. The user is Dante Rebellion. It was asked in health and then men's health a decade ago.
Literally so long ago. Oh my God.
Is porn a good or bad thing? I'm so confused. Some say it's an evil scheme, but others say in order to learn, you must study the art of sex. Help me out.
When I click on that same question, it won't load for me.
Adrian, is porn a good or bad thing?
All right. Evil scheme. I got it to load now, so I can actually. Okay. What? I'm just very confused about this. This seems a really like trolly question. Like he probably wants a specific answer. The person who asked this question, I want to say, like, watches a significant, whatever he considers a significant amount of porn, and is asking a question in a way that he's trying to get the answers that he wants. It sounds like he wants someone to tell him that porn is good and okay. So like, while it might be my instinct to say porn is great, I almost like don't want to give this question asker exactly the thing that he expects to hear. Also though, like we have no idea. This is one of the best things about Yahoo Answers. Like you have no idea who's asking the question or how old they are. This person could be fucking 11 or they could be like 45. Also, one decade ago. So they could currently be 21. Or they could be like, it could be my dad. It could just be some boomer. Like, we just have no fucking idea.
I think that porn is fine.
Yeah.
I think it's fine.
I think it's totally fine. And also, Dante, not Dante Rebellion, but Dante Rebellion.
This person spelled confused as C-U-N instead of C-O-N. So I think they just didn't know how to spell rebellion.
A lot of the top voted answers on this, I'm kind of surprised for being a decade ago. Like most of them are like, not most of them. I mean, like the top two are actually reasonable answers. Porn is not the same thing as real life sex. And it is like a constructed form of sex for entertainment value. Except fuck Anonymous, the third person who says porn is... Oh, no, I misread. They said porn is not good, but not evil? Okay. Anyway, double negatives are very confusing. Moving along.
2021 is all about holding two... All about realizing that two things can be true at once. So, I mean, they're just looking into the future. There can be... Two things can be true at once. Anonymous asked... in women's health, the subgroup of women's health a decade ago. Do girls like porn? Question mark, question mark, question mark, question mark, question mark, question mark. I know guys like porn, but do girls like porn as much as guys do? Why or why not? I mean, retreading some territory for us, but yeah, some women do like porn. Some women do not like porn. Some men like porn. Some men do not like porn. Some they thems like porn. Some they thems do not like porn. It is really all, it's an individual thing. Though I did like one answer, which was that girls can't like porn because they can't watch porn.
I was just going to do a dramatic reading of this one. Because did you read it through to the end?
Yeah, I did.
Girls aren't supposed to watch porn. All caps. No punctuation anywhere, really. They're supposed to be the porn. At that moment, the sun shined on me. This is a really jarring change in verb tense. Like, at that moment, the sun shined on me, and I looked up at the beautiful sky, and thus began my life as a porn star. That answer was submitted by Laura 4 years ago, and something tells me that Laura is actually, once again, probably just some boomer guy.
Honestly, I thought it was really funny.
Asked by Anonymous. Again, all of the porn-related questions are one decade ago. What's the big deal with porn? Okay, why does everybody hat porn? Okay, so what if guys like to look at porn? What's the big deal? And why are parents so protective to keep their children from not looking at porn? What's the big deal? ?
God, if only I knew the answer.
The internet was made for porn. That's the big deal. Like,
except that's not what the question is asking. They're asking, what's the big deal about watching it in the first place? Why are people so protective? And to that, you really got to look at society as a whole and how we view sex. And this is not as fun as I thought it would be, Adrian.
Okay, here's a good one. Anonymous asks, guess how long ago?
A decade ago.
Yes. Bisexual people get an erection watching gay porn? I think I'm bi, but I have never gotten an erection thinking of guys. And when I watch gay porn, my penis actually gets smaller. Are you supposed to get an erection? Oh, you, sweet baby angel.
You might not be bi. I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, you could be bi-romantic.
Mm-hmm.
And like the idea of like dating boys and or men. I mean, I shouldn't say boys. I don't know. I said boys, I think, because I get the impression that the person who asked this question is like exploring their sexuality in their adolescence, like really hasn't figured out.
I hope they did figure it out.
I hope they did. I mean, they've had a decade. So now we're going to look at ones that are tagged adult films, because I feel like we might get some maybe more intelligently worded questions.
I don't need it to be intelligently worded. I just want to be entertained.
Okay. One decade ago, Morgan J asked, how do I start making adult films? Me and two of my roommates in college are trying to start a porn industry of sorts. Not a company, a whole industry.
It's already there, so that's problem number one.
We have a good camera. No, wait, I misread that. We have a camera, but not a good one. They are both good physical... What? Oh, wait. Oh, God, I just put together what this... Okay. We have a camera, but not a good one. They are both good physical specimens. And ARF... ARFE and ARF good at what they do. They, the physical specimens referred to as they, are the roommates, I assume. We have a number of girls already lined up to be in a movie, but we don't know how to get started. Does anyone have any advice that might shed some light on my situation?
What would be your advice if someone came up, to you and was like, what do I do?
Well, I can tell you what I wouldn't necessarily say, which is the top upvoted answer, which is Anonymous says, the quickest solution is to look at any gonzo porn and do what they do. Get a permit to film. I mean, I can say I've been on innumerable porn sets, and there's almost never a permit to film, especially because usually you're filming inside of a private residence and it's not required. But mm-hmm. anyway, get a permit to film, this person says. Interview the women on camera and ask them their ages and what they are there for so as to get that out of the way. And then introduce the men to the scene and film it, being sure to use a handy cam for most of the shots. And don't forget the money shot. Take that footage to an editing machine. The good old editing machines, you know, it's kind of like the ballot machine. You just feed the footage into it. You know, like if you filmed it on your phone, you just put the phone into the thing and it like sucks it in, kind of like a.
And maybe there was a hanging chad in this situation.
Jesus Christ, Rachel. Take that footage to an editing machine and add music where possible between scenes and credits. Copyright your material. Add anti-piracy frames. Then take the product to an amateur video producer. There are several, and get a deal for your film. It is that simple. Good luck. Everything this person said is basically wrong.
Well, okay. Was it wrong a decade ago?
Yeah, it was still wrong a decade ago. It was 2010, man. Like, I mean, I know that iPhones weren't really like prevalent as much in 2010, but like, take your footage to an editing machine.
Just, this reminds me of like,
I would like an editing machine for the podcast.
Someone just was like, yeah, Zach and Mary make a porno, but we're going to do it in real life.
Yeah, that's essentially what it is. Oh no, this is so, oh no. All right. One decade ago, this is under the health, diseases, and conditions, STDs segment of the Yahoo Answers. Do they test for HPV before doing adult film work? This is asked by someone named Rachel. Oh God, Rachel, what were you doing one decade ago?
I was definitely not on Yahoo Answers.
I have an abnormal pap with the strained of HPV for a while. It went away, but not sure if it came back. And I'm supposed to start adult film work. Do they test for this? I don't think I have it anymore, but just don't want to be embarrassed when I get they and they tell me I can't work.
Do they test for HPV?
No, they don't. So it's like a really valid question, but it just makes me sad reading it. No, adult industry does not test for HPV because it's kind of like herpes in the sense that like I've always understood that it's like because it is literally so prevalent.
Yeah. And there are so many different versions.
Speaking of which, I've been getting the vaccine for HPV because I was like kind of too old, or like when it first came out, I was like just out of high school. And mm-hmm. so, because I remember asking my mom if I should get it and she was like, no, which is in retrospect, like, what the fuck, mom? But I'm getting it now at 32 and oof, that thing leaves like a giant, giant sore on your arm.
I got it when I was, because I'm younger than you, and so I got it when I was in high school.
All right, I've got a big doozy coming up.
Okay, then can we play our other game? Because
I know you hate the Yahoo Answers, Rachel. Just hear me out on one last question.
Okay,
I stand by this idea. All right, one decade ago, anonymous asked, and I swear to God, this is not me. Despite the fact that literally exactly one decade ago in January of 2010, I did in fact have a phone call with Dan Savage on his podcast where I told him I wanted to do porn and asked him his advice on doing it and whether I should. That has nothing to do with this Yahoo Answers. He said, don't do anything you can't stand your parents finding out that you're doing.
Which is
a very correct way to respond. Mm-hmm. Okay, so this anonymous person asks, becoming an adult film star, I think I would really like to do it, but I don't know how. This is really long, by the way. I'm going to read the whole thing.
Oh, boy. Okay.
How would I tell my parents? How would I even get involved in it? I have always had this fascination with Girls Gone Wild, and I want to be on it so much. I just love how the guys absolutely adore those girls, and I just want guys to look at me like that, you know? And I think it would be cool to be pretty every day and have sex. I am a virgin, and I think losing it on camera would be cool. So what do I do? How do you think my parents will react? Okay, update. There's a bunch of updates tagged onto this.
Oh, boy.
Update. Oh, and I am 20 almost, so I am not like a little kid or anything. Yes, I certainly fucking hope not. Update 2. Honestly, please don't insult my parents and their parenting. They are amazing parents and people and have instilled morals and values in me, which is part of the reason I am still a virgin. And it's good for them, but to me, it makes me a loser. And I would rather be cool to other people than to my parents. LOL, ew. So it is not their fault. I just want to be cool and popular and pretty and wonderful. Smiley face. Update 3. And it kind of sucks because my parents are paying for my college and it's like $10,000 a semester. Like, it's really going to disappoint them. And it makes me sad because I love my parents with my whole heart. Update 4. I guess I am just getting super desperate to lose my virginity. So I don't care. I hate to say I have no self-respect, but I feel like I don't because I have done stupid things. And I feel like I would have sex with any guy who wanted me. This is so sad because I like feeling loved and pretty. And I know my parents love me and think I am pretty. But is it different when guys, you know, because men are amazing and all I want to do is be in a relationship and eventually have a baby so much. Update 5. Oh my God. I don't know what that is. Soapbox? I don't know. Soapbox, did you read the update about wanting to have a baby eventually? Just because you are an adult film star doesn't mean you can't have kids. Look at Jenna Jameson. Jesus. Okay. The answers are kind of fantastic because they're just literally all over the place and literally don't have anything to do with the actual question.
I hope she got therapy.
Yeah, I really hope that she got the help that she needed. And what's crazy is this woman is like our age. This was a decade ago and she said she's 20. So she's 30 years old now. And wherever you are, anonymous question asker on Yahoo Answers, maybe you're a fan of this podcast, because if you're still, if you still have like an interest in the goings on of the porn industry, I don't know, maybe she's gone to Apple Podcasts app and just searched porn and found our podcast, because that does happen if you search the word porn in Apple Podcasts. But also, like, maybe she is a porn star now.
I feel like we should be very clear. We don't want her to go to therapy because she wants to do porn. That'd be ridiculous. We want her to go to therapy because of her cripplingly low self-esteem.
Yes. We would like her to learn that she has intrinsic value and that external validation is not the top priority, and it is not the best way to find love for yourself within yourself. Sincerely, me. Well, do we want to do a real like pivot in tone change and play a fucking game?
Yes, please.
Okay. All right. I've prepared this game for you. I'm very excited. I'm now pasting a list of things into the chat window. Right. Do you see your list there? So those are the categories. It's like a matching game. So I'm gonna say the title of a porn movie and you have to guess what category it won the award for. So
what award show is this from?
Oh, this is from the AVN Awards, which just happened last Sunday. A week ago.
How did the AVN Awards work? Because normally it's like a big old thing. And this year I don't think it could really be a big old thing.
It couldn't. It's all online. And it was like a live stream from the AVN Stars platform, which is a super cool platform. Like, I'm on it. Hey, yo, if fans want to follow me on there, it's stars.avn.com/SiriDoll. But yeah, AVN Stars is a very cool platform that's like kind of a competitor to OnlyFans, but since it's owned by AVN, the same company that does the award show, like they used their own platform to broadcast the award show last week.
Which, that makes sense.
Yeah, it made sense. And it worked really well. Like, the platform worked well for that. It was fun to watch. They did a pretty good job, all considered. Like, I was kind of going into it like, how the hell is this going to work? But it looked like everyone was just Zoom calling in, and there were like different production studios that would have like a quarantine appropriate size gathering of people. Like there was like one of the talent agencies had like some of their models gathered in a room together. They were all broadcasting live from there. Like I wasn't part of that because I wasn't really nominated for any of, I had like kind of nominated for fan voting awards, but those work differently. So, but yeah, like since they knew in advance, all the people who are nominated, like they had the setup for those people to be calling in via Zoom and then they joined the broadcast. So it worked really well. It was cute.
Nice.
Now, one thing I am going to say is like a little disclaimer, I guess, is like the AVN Awards separates this quote unquote straight porn industry from the gay industry. I mean, we'll see. Maybe someday that will stop happening because I'm not really a fan. But the awards categories that I grabbed from are like specifically the non gay industry AVNs. Also, hold on. I like accidentally.
But there's an all-girl series.
Oh, but Rachel, don't you know that lesbians are straight?
Okay, cool.
Lesbian porn is straight porn, Rachel.
Right. Oh, I forgot. God. My bad.
Alrighty. So I'm going to say the name of a video title that won an award. And you have to guess.
And here are the things that I can guess. Best all-girl series or site. Best anal movie or anthology. Best anal series or site. Best blowbang scene. Best directing, comedy. Best female mixed age production. Best ingenue series or site. Best squirting movie or anthology. Best taboo relations movie or anthology. Clever title of the year. Most outrageous sex scene. What does best taboo relations mean?
Is it like
step sibling shit?
It can be, but it just means like literally anything that's a cultural taboo.
That seems very
But I think
broad.
More commonly it ends up being like the taboo family relation type stuff. All right, are we ready?
As ready as I'll ever be.
All right, here's your first one, Rachel. Do your best. Mm-hmm. Good luck. Mm-hmm. Move over, Linda Blair. What? That's the title of the porn. You have to guess what category it won.
Best ingenue series or site.
That's actually not a bad guess.
Thank you. Is Linda Blair a porn?
Linda Blair's like a teen girl in the movie. Okay, is that your final guess?
Well, you told me it was wrong.
Yeah, I do. Yeah, okay. That one won most outrageous sex scene.
What was the sex? What was it outrageous?
Oh, I don't know. I haven't seen it.
Oh, well, I feel like that's a real short fall. That's a real shortcoming of you.
I'm sorry that I haven't watched hours upon hours of porn. That's what the people who like pick the award winners do. They have like boards and they just have to review all the submissions. Wild. I mean, it sounds like a fun job, probably until you do it, and then it's probably like super overwhelming.
Yeah.
All right.
It's like how many shaved assholes can you see, right?
Infinite, Rachel. I could never get tired of seeing shaved assholes.
I mean, sorry, shaved, bleached, waxed, whatever. Your asshole grooming preferences are.
We don't give enough love to hairy assholes.
As like a porn industry?
Yeah, like little hairy buttholes. They're so cute.
Okay.
Continuing on. All right. I'm gonna throw you a this is kind of an easy one.
Okay.
Emily Willis, 10-man blowbang.
Oh, that has to be best directing the comedy. Just kidding. It's best blowbang scene.
Ding 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 ding. Good job. I'm so proud.
Imagine if I just started guessing best ingenue series or site for all of them.
Yeah, I mean, you may as well. Next up, anal angels.
Oh, but there are two. So it can be either best anal movie or best anal series.
I know.
Oh, man. Ugh. Anal angels makes it sound like it's a series and that every time there's a new thing, it's a dupe. I don't know. I don't know how a new anal
angel.
Yeah. I think it's an anal series or site.
It is. You're right. You got it. Anal Angels won the best anal series for 2021.
It just sounded like something that was, you know, that was ongoing.
Yeah, it does. Because Anal Angels, that has to be, like, once you commit to Anal Angels, you can't just do one Anal Angels. Because, like, what? That implies that the only Anal Angels are the ones in that one movie. Like, so it must be a series.
Yeah. Wait, how does that work when it's the series or site? It does everyone who was in the series or site for the past year, do they win? Is it just like, what is it, just like in like the Emmys where it's like TV series, except they're actually only submitting one episode? And so that's really the episode that wins. How does this work?
I'm not actually sure how they submit for a whole series. Cause like, even though I have a publicist that I have submit me for awards for these things, but like as a single performer, it's pretty clear cut, like what I can submit myself for. I think for the series, for something like that, it's the production studio that produces that series. And they might, I don't know if they submit like one particular scene that's like a standout scene from that series that they did that year, or if they just submit the series and then the review board like watches several like scenes from that series. So, I don't know.
How do you get on the review board?
It's like people who are like reviewer, like professional porn reviewers, or like people who write about porn, other like directors, industry people who work behind the scenes doing all kinds of different stuff. But it's like people who work in the industry professionally. All right, next up.
Great, I'm already so excited.
My Sexy Little Sister. Your face is priceless. I know, I'm not a fan of the title either.
It's best taboo relations movie or anthology.
It's actually not, Rachel.
Oh my God! Best female mixed age production.
Nope. I threw you a real curveball here.
Best all girls series or best anal movie.
Nope.
Best directing comedy.
No.
Clever title of the year.
No.
Best ingenue series.
Yeah. You got it. I knew you'd get there eventually. I'm proud of you. You reached into the depths of your subconscious porn knowledge and you pulled it out. It took you 18 tries, but we got there.
I need you to know, listeners, my face is very upset right now.
Oh.
Okay.
All right. Next up, Women Seeking Women.
Best all-girls series or site.
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks for giving me that easy one.
You're welcome. Evil I almost said curls. Jesus. Evil Girls with Mormon Boys.
I hope it's best directed comedy.
No, it's not.
Clever title of the year.
No.
Oh boy. Okay. Best squirting movie or anthology.
No.
Okay. Then I don't know.
Best taboo relations.
What?
That's why I said like taboo could mean any kind of taboo. So like Mormon Boys, totally taboo. Remember what Gustavo said when he was on the podcast a couple episodes ago? How, like, there's an over-representation of Mormons in the adult film community? This is how we end up with Evil Girls with Mormon Boys. There's just so many Mormon boys behind the scenes in porn production.
That's so dumb!
I'm one of those evil girls. I mean, not that I've slept with, I don't pursue Mormon boys or men, but TBA, that's part of my thing I wanted to tell you later on in the podcast. All right. So next, squirt on me. Squirt on me, Rachel.
Goodbye. Best squirting.
Jeez, how did you guess?
I don't know. It was really difficult. I had to search deep within myself.
So proud of you. We have very few left. It's probably going to be super easy to match them up now. Cougar Queen.
Best female mixed stage production.
No.
What?
Also, okay. I do you have another guess?
No.
Oh, okay. I shorted the title. Like, it has a subtitle that I didn't mention because it would make it way too obvious which category it won. And I wanted to confuse you a little more.
Okay.
But the full title is Cougar Queen, a Tiger King parody.
Best directed comedy.
Yeah.
I want to see the trailer for that.
Yeah, me too. I haven't actually watched it, but I want to see it.
Well, can we pause a minute so that we can watch the trailer?
Yeah, let's do it. We're pausing.
You know what I mean? I am the queen, and they're gonna try to take over my land, my women, my brand. No.
You know, I came across Jill Erotic and her larger-than-life personality, and I saw something there.
People love me. I am the shit. I am Jill Erotic. I am the one that is gonna make you come, hon.
Why always Jill? Why this? Why that? I can do shady stuff, too, and as a matter of fact, I have as well.
She got, like, a weird obsession with this lady named Cheryl.
Shame on you, Jill Erotic. Shame on you.
Good luck, Cheryl. Good fucking luck.
Cheryl's first marriage to Donna was a total sham, and her second marriage to Holly is absolutely a sham, too.
Cheryl did it. Cheryl is responsible for Donna missing.
All we really know is that she's gone. I'll bet you anything she just fed her to a pack of hungry lesbians.
Donna got herself a sex cult.
A sex cult? Oh my gosh, what are people saying these days?
You're kidding right now. A secret sex cult?
Now, Jill and Cheryl's company, there's definitely some illegal stuff going on there.
Some sort of pyramid scheme?
Like from Egypt?
This is America, silly. There's no pyramids here.
That's actually genuinely funny.
It is. It's fantastic. And also the, like, names that they came up for all these characters are amazing. Suck my titties. Like, Jesus Christ. Oh my God.
I really lost it. They were like a pyramid scheme, like in Egypt.
Yeah. Clearly a well-deserved award.
Clearly.
We're really honestly proud of you.
Well-deserved. Bravo. Hats off.
I'm literally going to watch that later today. Like, I'm probably just going to get high and watch Cougar Queen, a Tiger King parody.
Hell yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to watch the Safe for Work one or the real one?
Oh, I'll watch the porn one. Next up, Cougars, Kittens, and Cock 4.
Best female mixed age production. Yay!
Rachel, this is actually like the best crash course in teaching you about the nuances of the porn industry. Just look at the titles of everything that wins the Avian Awards. All right. And finally, we've got Jumanjis.
I don't remember what I've already guessed. I feel like best anal movie or anthology. No.
Nope. This one won Clever Title of the Year.
Oh, that doesn't feel deserved.
Jumanjis. Okay, I have to say, like, the Clever Title of the Year category, if you look at, like, past Avian Award winners and, like, nominees, it's actually kind of, like, surprisingly disappointing.
Aww.
Like, not to say that they're not clever, but every time I see them, I'm like, none of us came up with anything cleverer than that, really? Like, Jumanjis is actually pretty good. It's one of the better ones that I've seen. So I think out of the ones that were nominated, it probably deserved it. You know, also I'm a huge fan of Jumanji. I just watched Jumanji like a week ago while in quarantine.
It's really funny.
It's fantastic. Also, Robin Williams. That's all I did, actually. I watched Hook and Jumanji, like, back-to-back 2 days in a row, and then felt really sad about Robin Williams, because
I got to be honest, I was talking about the new Jumanji.
Oh, have I seen that? I don't think I have.
It's actually really funny.
I've heard that it's great, but here's this weird thing my brain does. Every time someone mentions the new Jumanji, I, in my brain, conjure, like, the new, like, reboot of Goosebumps with Jack Black.
That is weird.
Isn't it weird? I mean, there's, like, kind of similarities. Like, they're both, like, 90s things that had a reboot, weirdly. Like, and it kind of happened around the same time, like within a year or so of each other. So my brain just keeps like doing this thing. It's kind of like where sometimes I see orange, but I say green, or I see green, but I say orange, because my brain just thinks of them both as citrus colors and blends them together. It's not a color blindness thing. It's like a weird like linguistics thing that happens in my brain.
At least you, when you see, it's not just because you think that things that are yellow are orange.
Yeah, no, it's, I fully recognize the color. My brain will just like say the wrong word when I see it.
That was a real debate that has been ongoing in our household this week.
Jude thinks that yellow is orange, or that orange is yellow.
Jude thinks that certain yellows are orange. This all started because we were looking for a new duvet because we were like, you know what? New year, new house. New duvet. And I was like, this one's cool. It seems a little expensive, but I did just get stimulus. So like, I will send you the link.
I'm looking at a duvet cover on West Elm. Good choice. Mm-hmm. Much Thank approval. You. I love West Elm. Honestly, like that's been like a like an adulthood milestone for me is like when I can afford something from West Elm, I will have made it in life. I still don't have anything from West Elm.
Yeah. So we're talking specifically about the thread work on this, not the base color.
Okay.
But the thread work.
It only loaded. Oh, wait. Is the second photo the one that's like just an up close of the sham?
Yes.
Just the sham. Okay. It's really pretty. It kind of like reminds me of a topographic like map, the little pattern.
Oh, yeah.
Like little like closely threaded together lines.
Just to let you all know, it has little, while Adrian's deciding which Roy G. Biv this falls under, it's like it has little triangles and the triangles are split in half. And one of the halves of the triangle has like little mini triangles in it that just, and it's just very, I just like it. It brings me joy.
Rachel, I personally identify this color as a shade of yellow.
That is the correct answer. Thank you.
I also take, you know, context clues, such as the color called, they call it sand dune.
Yes.
Which is like, you know, that implies more of yellow to me. But also just using my eyeballs, it looks yellow.
My fiance is in deep denial. He still thinks it would fall under the category of orange. I think I hear him coming up the stairs to defend himself.
Can he hear you? He's like, whatever, my fiance is just recording a podcast upstairs, and then he just hears your voice like, yellow, orange. And he starts marching up the stairs.
It's like kind of hard to hear between the first and second floor, which is nice.
This is the new fucking blue dress thing.
Except it's not, because that was like, I mean, for some people, that was like the real, like it was really hard to tell, but this I don't think is. I just think...
Yeah.
I just think Jude might be a little colorblind.
Yeah, this isn't even like an open to interpretation, like legitimately confusing thing. This is just, can you see the color yellow?
And then he kept on holding up things that he interpreted as orange. And he was like, is this yellow or is this orange? So he'd be like, is this yellow or is this orange? And I'd be like, well, that's orange. And then he
But
like,
really, well, now I need like... to know what Jude calls the color in the Pornhub logo.
I can go run down and ask him real quick.
Let's do it.
Give me just a moment.
Okay. Oh my God.
Does Adrian want to know? Yes.
I'm back with the answer.
Yes.
It is orange.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, I'm pretty sure Pornhub calls it orange. They send out merch that's like got a lot of orange on it all the time. So it does toe the line.
Anyway, listeners, thank you so much for playing these games with us.
I have one more thing.
Oh boy. Yes, you do.
I'm very excited about this, but I want to show it to you, Rachel. And if you just want to describe what you're looking at.
Oh, Siri Doll is now a member of the Satanic Temple. Congratulations.
Yes. Also, I was really excited because they have like these certificates that you can buy on their website. And this one is made by one of my favorite artists, Bill Crisafi, who does like super cool, like witchy, like illustrations. So here's the little story that goes with this. I posted that on Instagram because I was like super, I'm like, it's fucking cool. I love it. I think the art's gorgeous. Mm-hmm. Also, like, I think the Satanic Temple is hilarious. And you can bet what happened in the Instagram comments on that one. A lot of people being like, oh no, she's a Satanist. I must unfollow.
Satanists are really cool people. They just, it just really seems like the main tenet of being a Satanist is like not being a dick.
Pretty much.
And not,
like, I don't even consider myself like a Satanist. Like that doesn't, it, you know, like.
That seems to be what a lot of other Satanists feel too. It's like, it's not that you're really a Satanist. It's that you're
I just support what the Satanic Temple does, especially their current work helping people in really like red states such as Texas access abortions. That's cool. I'm down with that cause, which is the main reason why I was like, you know what, I'm gonna buy merch from them. So I got like my membership card and my certificate and I got a t-shirt. So if you're down with Satan and you want to help women access important health care, join the Satanic Temple. Or if you just like, you know, edgelording people on Instagram and making people get all fired up in the comments like I did inadvertently.
Was that the thing that you were like TBA that you wanted to talk about? Okay. If you're a Satanist and you feel like you have a real say in this, you should call and leave us a voicemail at 818-457-6535, or you can email us at therealsiri@protonmail.com or therealrachel@protonmail.com.
Yeah, you can find us on the internet at afteradult.com. Search us wherever you listen to your podcasts. We're on everything. Mm-hmm. Please leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. It's super helpful and it helps other people find our podcast. The more reviews we have, the more prominent we become in the Apple Podcast system. So,
except for the one person who wrote a 1-star review telling us to get a new theme song.
Unacceptable. Look, I bought the rights to the song. It's playing right now because it's our outro and it's going to fade in. And you, podcast reviewer, you're going to have to listen to it.
I mean, you don't have to.
Deal with it. No, he has to listen to it.
I mean, here's the thing. Most podcasting platforms, you can skip ahead 15 seconds or go back 15 seconds.
Well, I like our theme song. It describes my life. It wasn't written about me or for me, but I feel like it was because... I'm not born again, and I am doing born again. So follow us on Instagram too at After Adult and After Adult Pod on Twitter. Thanks for listening. Until next time.